I'm in a space where I've stepped into my greatness. I know I'm a queen. I dress like a queen. I speak like one. I give love. I practice compassion. You know, I'm learning more every day. I learn more about myself that I'm sometimes, you know, judgmental of, but I'm practicing more compassion with myself.
You're listening to the Almost 30 podcast, hosted by Krista Williams and Lindsay Simsek. Almost 30 started as a conversation about the transition from our 20s to our 30s. But then we realized life is full of transitions. So we expanded our mission.
We are an intuition-led, wellness-focused lifestyle podcast that promises to deliver authentic conversations, diverse points of view, and insights rooted in optimism, growth, and intention. The Almost 30 Nation community is a group of purposeful dreamers who are smart, passionate, and always seeking the full potential in every aspect of their lives.
At Almost 30, we're making magic together. We dream it,
and then we do it.
Thanks so much for tuning into the Almost 30 podcast.
Here we go. Welcome.
What's up, guys?
Back.
Welcome back to the podcast. We are almost 30. We started almost 30 during the transition from our 20s to our 30s. And we felt like we didn't know the answers. We felt super lost. So we wanted to kind of have a conversation about it. And here we are.
And now we're in our 30s. And now it's a metaphor.
Yes.
An analogy.
Yes. Don't ask me my
age. So please don't ask questions.
Damn it. We just had an interview and so I have Invisalign right now. It's, if you hear a little bit of a lisp, that's what's going on. And I had my Invisalign in my pocket because I was like, all right, I'm going to do this interview. No retainers. And after the interview, the PR girl goes, oh, I think those are your retainers on the ground. And she's like, during something you said was you were really excited about and the retainers fell out.
They just plopped out. Little dentures on the floor.
My little dentures. It's like, oh, perfect.
Millennial dentures.
Popped them back in, didn't rinse them off. Whatever.
That was Krista all over London. She would just pop them out, put them on the table. We're having like a lunch meeting. We're like, okay,
put them in my pocket, get a little crusty.
I remember that with my own retainer, my blue sparkle retainer. Oh, yeah. I would just like toss it in my backpack. No case, no nothing. And then like, I would always have like the special wires on my retainer because my teeth were really extra fucked up. So like they would try to wrap around my teeth and like bring it, like rein them in like little goats and they would never. And I would tossing it in my bag, the wires would pop off and my orthodontist was like, what's happening?
Dude.
I'm like, I don't know. My teeth are just unruly.
And you had to clean them. Did you ever clean them with like the Pepsodent, the denture cleaner?
I never would.
Really?
I mean, I would brush them.
Yeah.
Like I would brush my teeth.
I had a Frankel. It's called an FR. It was massive. Dude.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, it's called an FR. It was called a Frankel. And it was like for your bite. So it would like hold your teeth apart and like move your bite over. It was really gnarly.
Yeah. You know what? People don't talk enough about like that time when our, like the orthodontics era of every person's life. If you are lucky enough to get away scotch-free and not get braces or retainers or whatever.
My sister.
Like, lucky, lucky.
Lucky.
But it is a traumatizing time. Not only is it painful, it really is painful. I know you're liking the pain right now for whatever reason. But
I do. I kind of like my retainer right now. It's like a dull pain on my teeth and it feels good.
Well, because you know why?
I'm like,
it's being productive.
Totally. I'm like, progress is happening. But yeah, it was painful. And like your teeth would bleed and like your gums would bleed and shit.
And they're asking you to like focus in school.
One time we were at a big meeting. It was like, or like a big talk. And there was like probably everyone in the grade. And I was in the back row and I had my Frankel and I was like fucking with it. And I had it outside of my mouth, but I was like sitting there.
Like a football player.
Literally. And the teacher up front goes, oh, I'm sorry. I'm so distracted by this girl's retainer back there. And every single person knew it was me because my retainer was wild and crazy.
Yo.
So everyone turned around and I was like,
does anyone out there remember flipping the retainer? So you do like tricks and you could hear it in the classroom, like kind of the little clankety clank of the plastic and you'd like flip it and then like slip it back in. But sometimes because I'm clumsy, it would fall out and you're just like, there's like drool everywhere. Yeah, it was such a time.
It's funny too, because that's something that in the future they're going to laugh at, like how archaic it was. Oh my God.
Metal in the mouth.
The metal in the mouth, and then like the rubber bands. Did you have rubber bands?
Yeah, of course.
So the rubber bands also too, it's like, this is going to pull your teeth. It's like so weird, and like, it's just not going to happen. You know, I don't know what they're going to be able to do, but they're definitely going to be able to do better. I guess Invisalign is kind of a step forward. But
I know. I wonder what, like, can kids do Invisalign now? Like, I'm not sure, but it's so interesting. But like, I lived for like the colors on the braces. Same. Like I
got navy.
Oh, I got navy too.
I did too. Cause they're like, this is, if you want your teeth to look white, you should get navy.
Oh.
So I was like, bing.
Mine was like, oh, it'll match with everything. Even though that's not really true.
Or a lot of people got like school colors.
Totally.
They like get their school colors. No one would get white.
No one would get
your
white.
Teeth would look yellow.
Too many people were having Doritos at lunch to get white.
Those shits hurt. But when you got it off, dude, I got it off February 13th after school. So Valentine's Day, my shit was popping.
Wow. Did you get asked out, or did you already have a boyfriend, or what?
I was a freshman, so I...
You're like, hey, boys.
I did. I had my tits out that day, and I got in trouble.
Mm.
I don't know what I did. I was probably just running around. I don't know.
My teeth were still...
They waited till
weird.
I got my braces off, and then they're like, oh.
Who's that? I've never seen you before.
Yeah, they're like, oh, she knew?
Meanwhile, I'm at my all-girls school, and I'm like, hey, everybody.
Yeah, honestly, you're like a new me.
Slick and shiny. Oh, man. Those were the awkward days.
Truly. But everyone was like that. But yeah, it was, I mean, you know, I might look back now and think I'm awkward. So bless.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like annoying when like celebrities are like, when they're like, oh, what were you like? And they're like, I was the ugly duckling and I was so awkward.
Truly. And then they show
like,
a picture.
Bitch, did you have an eye patch and like your hair was like an inch long because you had lice and you had a frinkle? No. I did. Okay. It's always like a joke. It's always like, I was like, they're always like, I was like too skinny. I was like, always like way too skinny. And you're like, okay.
Little string bean.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a period of 3 years where I had only two front teeth.
Damn.
So had a lot of space.
Do you have any pictures?
I definitely do somewhere. I just don't think I took a lot of pictures during that time because I was like, don't look at me.
Yeah.
But
did
your
sister have that?
I could, no. No. They were fine.
Really?
Yeah. I was just missing adult teeth like a fucking weird caveman. But yeah, I'm going to think about my kid. Like I need to like be aware of that time in my kid's life and be super sensitive.
Less. Well, it's almost like getting them braces when they think braces are cool. You know, when you're little and you're like, I want glasses. And you're like, I want braces. It's like giving it to them. Justin had him when he was in like third grade.
That's early.
Yeah. He had him when he was in third grade. And then... on the top, and then he had the bottom in eighth grade. And his lips are so big that no one could even tell. So it was like, and his teeth are still really good and he doesn't wear any retainers. It's weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Good genetics. Honestly.
I know.
You're going to make something
who was
with
that? We were out somewhere and like, one of the guys was like, you're what they call a breeder.
Oh yeah. I've been.
What?
Yeah. People say that to me when I was like dating my ex-boyfriend because he was an athlete. He's like, oh, you guys are breeders.
Ew, kill me. Kill me.
I was like, huh?
Honestly, it was like a joke. It was a joke that someone said, but it's like technically everyone is.
Yeah.
Because that's
we're
what,
all breeding.
Yeah, that's what we all do as like mammals is breed.
They're like, oh, look at those legs. Could run them.
I know, literally. It's like, what do you want me to do? Like run up a tree and catch something? Like I don't need to catch my dinner. I don't need to like start a fire.
No longer hunters and
survive. Literally, I don't need to survive winters outside. We're all breeders, bitch.
Yeah, it's such a funny thing when people comment on like a relationship. They're like, ooh, wow.
That's when you're young. It's like when you're young, if your relationship lasts longer than 7 months, it's like, you guys are practically married. You know, they'd be like, are you guys going to have like kids? And you're like, we've been dating for 8 months.
And then like, now we're older. It's like 3 years and you're like, I think we're dating.
Yeah. Honestly, you're in between. You're like, we haven't had the talk yet, but
pretty sure. Yeah. Hasn't featured me on his Instagram yet, but yeah, I think we're destined. Oh shit. How's everything else settling back in after our travels?
That's great.
Good.
I was really exhausted tonight. I got my new books by Jeanine Roth.
Mm.
PETA was talking about. Yep. And I've read a few of Jeanine Roth's books recommended by Danica Brysha and then PETA Kelly. Women, Food, and God. And then the books I got yesterday, I forget what they were, but I just started them. So I'm excited to have those. And it's really about the relationship between the way that we love ourselves and receive and give love and mm-hmm. food and the emotional attachment to food and stuff like that. So I'm excited to like dive into those. I have 100 books. Like we get so many books, but it's so funny. Like I buy the ones I still want to read. Same. You know, I do read a lot of the books that of people we have on the podcast because they're, you know, awesome. But there's just like, I just am in a very specific book reading mode where I'm not really wanting to read about like fucking whatever.
I completely, yeah.
You know?
I know. And I like getting a book. Same. I like buying a book.
Yeah.
Investing in a book, getting a book, reading a book like a normal.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How's settling in for you?
Good.
Like that. Isn't that bra amazing?
Yeah. I'm wearing Pair of Thieves, mm-hmm. one of our newest sponsors. Yeah. I mean, I'm in like full bralette, like yeah. don't give me a normal bra right now mode. Do you know what I mean? Like I do wear normal bras, but like just, I don't know. It's so comfortable. There's something about, it's a cotton modal.
So
it's like a combo and it is ridiculously soft.
That's ridiculously soft.
My tatas are very happy. And
when
it's just
like,
so cute.
You want to wear a sports bra because you want that kind of support, but you don't want it to be so tight. Like sometimes my sports bra like chokes me. I'm like, ow.
And it's cute. I always have to think, am I going to take my shirt off for someone today?
I know, honestly.
And so most of the time it's a no, but sometimes it's a yes and I need
to be
something
ready.
Cute.
You're like, I need polka dots.
I need something to talk about when I take my shirt off.
Actually,
do you
bought,
like this?
I bought lingerie when I was in London because I was like, I should buy lingerie.
Oh, yeah.
It's cool.
I didn't see it. Cute.
It was like snake skin, kind of tight. Because I remember when we first started dating, I wore this like lacy frilly thing. And he literally still makes fun of me to this day. He's like, you looked like a doll.
I wish we had like kind of the collection that
100. Because it was like, yeah, like bows and all that mm-hmm. shit. He's like, looked like a little girl. Like, and so now I'm trying to get like older, like not so like feminine in the child way.
Yeah.
Type of shit.
Do you remember the underwear that had just, it was like a little, like a frilly lip on it?
Totally.
Where it's like a, it's a costume.
Yes.
Like I could have gone out for like a dance audition.
Totally. And it had like on the butt crack, there's like a heart.
Yeah.
And in the heart, there's a tiny
gem
that's dangling.
A gemstone with an actual, like a
tiny gem.
An ornament on the gem.
Yes, literally. Yeah, just kidding. Yeah. So I have the pair of these, one I love, and then Third Love underwear.
Yeah.
I really do love Third Love underwear. Mm-hmm. Their bras are bomb too.
So, so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone's kind of different in what they prefer. So we like to, you know.
We like to have it all. Because the Third Love is like my everyday and that one's like my comfies, you know.
And their socks are amazing. Okay, enough about products. We're really excited today. We had a conversation with Lizzie Jeff.
This is so fun.
One, just go to lizziejeff.com.
LIZZYGEFF. Inspo. She's got the most beautiful curated photos on their site, lizziejeff.com. And I was introduced to her by our friend Erica Kimmick of the podcast of Rooted Beings, which is a meditation studio here in Manhattan Beach. They have awesome meditation classes that I love. She is a meditation teacher. She is teaching at our July retreat in Malibu at Calamigos Ranch. But she's always on the pulse of knowing like what's cool, what's happening, like what's a really inspiring person or story. And so she introduced me to Lizzie Jeff. We saw Lizzie Jeff at the Love Beauty Wellness Summit, got to meet her. And dude, she is, my goal in life is to be so authentic.
Dude, this is from her website because I just think she describes it so well. She's a medicine woman and leader of an emerging renaissance dedicated to elevating consciousness through plant medicine, art, and radical self-love. Her ability to empower and motivate others through her art, music, and presence is her natural superpower. She's a rap priestess, so she makes music. She's an incredible musician. She's a self-love tutor and to many a provocateur. She's the founder of Zen and Kush, a lifestyle brand, community event series, and pop-up lounge experience dedicated to high-frequency creative expression. We have not been yet, but I am dying to go. Yeah.
Same. So she does, she incorporates like weed, marijuana, kush into all of these. So there's sensuality workshops that have this plant medicine incorporated. So during our conversation, we talked a lot about the relationship between smoking and creativity, her journey, like what high vibration means to her. How can we be a part of more of these creative high frequency conversations? And it is like so beautiful, so artistic. I love the way that she speaks. She is super inspiring. And, you know, she's been featured in Vice, Rolling Stone, Nasty Gal, LA Weekly, so many different places. But this conversation is different. And I just really love the direction that we took it. And I love everything, you know, that she stands for and that she's about.
Yeah, when she came in, I loved that she asked if she could kind of like bless the space.
Yeah.
So she lit some Palo Santo and like just like had a little moment. And I can imagine that she does that everywhere she goes. And I loved that reminder that we can do that. Like we can take the time to, it doesn't need to be a whole thing that everyone knows about, but because she knows we're into that stuff, she invited us to be a part of it. So to really bless the space so that we could, you know, have a conversation that was just like super high vibe and open and grounded. So yeah, I just love her for that. And she doesn't even blink an eye. She's like unapologetic about that shit. She's just like, this is me. This is how I live. This is what I do.
And her ability to create ritual everywhere she goes in life is really inspiring too.
Yeah.
So, you know, being connected enough and thoughtful enough about energy to create those type of things where you go into a situation and, you know, you want to create this beautiful environment everywhere you go. And I really appreciated that about her and that about, you know, what she brought into this experience that we had together. So LizzieJeff.com is her website. You can connect with her on Instagram as well. Her company is Zen and Kush. It's ZenKush. And she hosts some of these amazing sensuality workshops all over. And if you want to join us and go to one, we would love to do that with you.
Yeah, enjoy this episode. Join the secret Facebook group. Tell us all the things, all the feelings after this one and any other episode or anything you want to talk about. That group is the most supportive, funny, honestly, the light of the internet. So join if you haven't already. Join your subgroups where you are. So we have ambassadors over 70 all over the world who are leading subgroups and, you know, hosting meetups. It is as casual or as whatever as you want it to be. Honestly, we just want to, you know, provide a way for you guys to connect in real life. And we're on tour, as you know, traveling all over. So we have an event in LA on the 20th of June, which we're really excited about hosting that with Bree Melanson. And actually tomorrow we are headed to Denver. We have an event on the 30th of May with Natalie Miles. And then we have our live show in San Francisco on July 27th at the Independent. There are some tickets still available for that. So grab those, bring your friends. We cannot wait to see
Lacey Phillips, baby.
Come on.
To be magnetic. If you have done any of her work, you know how magical she is. So Lacey Phillips is our homie for that one.
Yeah.
And then the retreat, baby.
Yeah.
We are more than halfway sold out for the retreat. The tickets will be gone by June. And we would love to have you. We have speakers, Kelly Levesque, like Jordan Younger, Danielle Pacenti, Aubrey Winters are going to be leading workouts. We're doing it in partnership with Tone It Up to lead the workout on the last day. So they're going to bring some awesome goodies. And then we have amazing brand partners that are going to be hooking it up for all of you. So we have that full list on our website of the great partners that are giving product to our amazing retreat attendees, but that's going to be at Calamigos Ranch on the 9th through the 12th of July.
Yeah, super, super special experience that we will be experiencing along with you. So cannot wait to meet you. All right, enjoy this one. We love you. We'll see you on the other side.
Love you.
So I got this CBD. It's just a tincture from Earth Minded. It's 1,000 milligrams. So this one's a little more potent. CBD for me is beautiful. It's really become just like an integral part of my being. You know, I am a CBD being. But that makes sense too, because we all have an endocannabinoid system, you know, and many of us are deficient. But using CBD, even if it's not for some instant relief, which it provides, for many people, just using it daily strengthens your immune system, strengthens your bones. You become less stressed, less anxious, just more inspired, more connected to who you really are, more grounded. It really provides an overall sense of well-being. So,
did people use it back in the day?
Oh, definitely. What I mean?
Absolutely. Because I'm just wondering. Like, because we have an endocannabinoid system, you know, and if sometimes different parts of it, we have more or less of it, like what we've done in the past, or are we now deficient, or how has that worked?
Right. That's a great question. And yeah, cannabis has been used for, you know, since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
On so many levels for so many reasons. And it was definitely a popular form of medicine that was prescribed often by doctors, especially in, you know, the U.S. But when it comes to the new research, I think times are so different. There's so many distractions. There's, you know, there's a lot going on compared to when indigenous or how indigenous cultures use cannabis, a lot of times in ritual, a lot of times when calling things in, you know what I'm saying? And so it was even a different intention with it compared to now. And the mainstream cannabis culture is kind of like, well, which it's shifting, but for a long time it was bro culture, how high can you get, smoke the fattest blunt, cute girls, you know what I'm saying? But now there's a shift as more women are coming into the space and bringing that more medicinal, spiritual, ritualistic vibe to it, because now we know different strains provide different relief for different areas, you know, and the difference between CBD and THC and THC Delta 9 and terpenes and, you know, not saying that that wasn't present already, but there's just something very nurturing and, you know, about the female presence, especially because she's a female plant, you know, so.
Have you always respected the plant like you do now? Like, or like, what was your introduction to
cannabis? That's a really good question. And I've always had some form of appreciation for it, but in the way that I do now, you know, it, my relationship with cannabis has definitely evolved. And, you know, since I was a teenager smoking with my brothers, there was this like stigma. There was this like, you know, fear of like getting caught and smelling like ganja. But even the act of like my brothers and I going off to, you know, find our spot, you know what I'm saying? And have these like dope conversations. That was really beautiful. But over the years, I started working in a dispensary. So that gave me a whole new perspective of just the world, the earth in general, because I realized cannabis, it would take you years and years to learn. You know, we're still learning things about it. And there's just so many beautiful benefits, you know, and properties. And from like it being an antioxidant to it being antifungal and antidepressant and cures asthma and, you know, does all these beautiful things for the body. But even on a spiritual level, it connects you to a space that we don't often intentionally put ourselves in. And a lot of us, because there's so many distractions from GMOs to reality TV to Instagram to the news, just so many things that are, and then the distraction of like not loving our bodies, you know, and so especially as this huge women's evolution is going on, it's a beautiful plant, especially for women to really connect to the power of the womb, understanding the intention of womb worship and daily, you know, ritual and even honoring your breasts. I love doing a daily breast massage meditation using CBD infused oil. So, you know, back to the oil, I'd put a dropper in my water. It's, you know, it's a micro dose. It's not like, woo, but really I'm on a vibration of like ultimate confidence and guidance and clarity. But I mix it sometimes with jojoba or avocado oil and lavender, tea tree, and just, you know, there's something powerful in us honoring our bodies, especially as we're shifting and learning how to really love ourselves. But I've seen cannabis be a huge, huge, like, part of that healing on so many levels, even just in my community alone, what I've seen. But, you know, you got the women's evolution, you got the social justice movement, you know, you got so many different things happening, and cannabis, in my opinion, is the gateway to the healing on so many levels. So it's beautiful,
yeah,
to be here.
I love having you here. What's it? So the womb, I would love to talk about that. Like, what is important about the womb, and why is it important that we get in touch with it? And what are some practices in addition to cannabis that can help us kind of love it and just get more connected?
That's a beautiful question. Well, so for a long time, there's been this like shame around our cycles. There's been like tampons with toxins. There's been, you know, I read this study where the generation of women that were wearing,
Girdles
or corsets. Had the highest rate of hysterectomies.
Wow.
And anyway, so all these little different things, you realize it's kind of like there's a lot of resistance against like the divine feminine. And once we really connect to our bodies, to our cycles, we're so powerful. And there's reasons why, you know, the shame was created around that. So as women are stepping into their greatness and there's a shift and we're bossing up and we're, you know, entrepreneurs and leading empires, incredible mothers and bosses. And, you know, as the shift is happening, it's vital that we, you know, create more intention around honoring our womb in daily practice. Even if it's simply putting your hand, you know, on your womb and just speaking life, because our womb generates life, the life force energy. All of our creativity and our brilliant ideas stem from the power of our womb. So it's all about activating, because there's kind of been this like resistance against our womb and this kind of shame around it. We've been disconnected, especially think about the ancestral trauma that's so deep, you know? So there's a lot that we're healing right now. And even outside of cannabis, which isn't the only, there's so many things, you know, it's like you choose. You can float in and explore yoga. You can try Reiki healing, pranayama, get the lung capacity up, breathing exercises, breathing more life into your womb. You know, there's so many ways. Even, you know, going vegan for a week or doing an organic diet for 30 days, whatever it is, there's many different avenues to like activating the power of our womb. And one of my favorites, aside from, you know, the breast massage, like what I like to do, I'll stand in the mirror and I'll put on some really sexy R&B and, you know, maybe a nice, like gorgeous kimono, light a couple candles. You know, I have these beautiful red string lights and just set the vibe, put some peppermint in the air. And it's just like a moment for myself to really worship and speak affirmations. You know, you are amazing. You are life force. You are beautiful. You provide, you know, brilliant ideas. Just, I feel guided. I feel clear. Thank you, you know, because that'll really activate us even more. And even teaching our men how to be aware and mindful of that.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. You know, as the women rise, you know, I think the ideal is to like bring the men along and hopefully up level them as well. It's not about like bashing the men and putting them down. So yeah, how do you kind of I don't want to say teach them, but just kind of embody like what you need. And then also, how do you kind of protect that area of your body? Mm-hmm. You know, if you have sex with someone or it's just intimate, like it is like an energetic imprint, you know, that could last more than just that moment.
Absolutely.
So I'm just curious.
That's a beautiful question. Okay. So right before I enter that question, the last part of the tapping into the womb energy, I love wearing a sexy lace bra underneath, you know, maybe let a little lace peek. a little strappy situation, maybe some high waist fishnets, just a pinch under the business suit, under the kimono, you know, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Just adding that sense of like sensuality and allowing yourself to exist on that vibration, which is what led me into this more like powerful stance when it comes to my relationships with men on all levels. Friends, you know, creative peers, my brothers, people I was dating, people I am dating, you know, and I had to really fall in love with myself first. And I'm surrounded by so many incredible men, on so many levels, especially with the community that I've been creating. So I'm like, okay, well, how do I, you know, my girls and I, we have these groups, we talk, we share information, you know, we relate, we confirm things for each other. But how do we activate a space for men as we're creating new standards for ourselves, as we're stepping into our magnificence? Because the old paradigm, that doesn't work anymore. We're up here. So it's a matter of us being able to level up with each other. And for me, what I've done, you know, in the event space that I curate, Zen and Kush, it's an experiential healing carnival, you know, and it's after hours. It's beautiful. It's sensual. It's a vibe. Gorgeous women in lingerie floating around, rose brushing you with fresh rose petals, rolling up, you know, a Damiana lavender pre-roll or something sensual for you. There's exotic dance, live music. There might be a sax player, plant-based food. It's a vibe. So what was happening was there were only these women-only spaces, and which we need. We absolutely need those spaces. But a lot of times the men were like, well, what about us? Like another women's event. So for me, I wanted to create a space. Many of my events are topless. Like I have one coming up called Zen and Kush Tees, which is an elevated topless yoga experience. And the reason why is because one, free the nipple. And two, mm-hmm. as we find ourselves in these spaces, falling in love with ourselves, find being more comfortable, it's a space for men to see us in this energy too. And it's not like, look at those mm-hmm. titties, you know? Like, it's like, wow, look at that incredible goddess mm-hmm. shining in all of her glory, you know? Yeah. And in this space, there's all shapes, sizes, colors, you know, lengths, everything, beliefs. So, but really it's just a space for us to not in like, you're a man and I'm a woman and I know it's right and I'm teaching you this. We do it in a very creative, elevated way because, you know, many men love seeing exotic dancers. But at the same time, they might have, you know, just learned mm-hmm. about, you know, Reiki healing or, you know, the cycle. Like we have conversations about honoring the womb and why our cycles are so important and what they mean and having these conversations with the men as well. So we can just level up together. It's like, hey, this is what I learned about myself. I'm sharing it with you.
And for men to see like women in community, even a topless yoga class, I mm-hmm. feel like it takes the possession out of it. Right. Like where it's like, you know, if a man has a girl as a girlfriend or whatever in relationship or hooking up and they're together, it's like, it's like a possessive
right,
thing,
right, right.
whether they realize it or not. But to see other women with other women and just
right.
being sensual outside of the bedroom, quote
right,
unquote,
right,
it's
right.
like it is next level, yeah. and it hopefully, yeah, it does open up their mind. To that.
And to see women not talking shit about other women
right.
or being competitive with
oh,
them,
yeah.
you know what
right,
I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, because that happens a lot, and then to be like in a sensual environment where they don't feel perfect, where they don't feel threatened. Like is a really special thing too. Cause that's like, I mean, that's that shit where it's like, oh, women are not playing around. Like if women are naked and like being sensual and being in their light and not judging other women and like still being open and loving and strong and supporting the men and inviting them in, that's like we're not playing. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Like,
it's just all of it. It's all of it. It's
right.
the inclusion and it's the support and it's the strength, but it's the femininity too, which mm-hmm. is like so important.
Yeah.
For you, for your self-love, like how did you love yourself so much? Like what was your journey with that like?
Well, it's definitely been a journey. And I always go back to my grandmother. She raised me. Mm-hmm. And she had
Where'd you grow up?
Well, I was born in LA, in Crenshaw area, where I lived for a little while. And then my family, my mother, grandmothers, everybody, they're all from New Orleans. So with my grandmother raising my brothers and I, she wanted to go back to New Orleans and live in her beautiful house with her mom. They had been talking about it. That was her dream. So she took us with her and it was cool. So there was like a 5-year period where I was in New Orleans and then moved back to LA. But as far as like self-love, I mentioned my grandmother because when we grew up, you know how kids are. Kids tease each other. And so it was interesting because I got teased a lot. And, you know, there's a song that I have where I said that kids used to tease me and I thought it was whack. But now I'm actually grateful every time I look back because in all of those moments from being called five head to, you know, getting talked, my shoes like were Payless. You know, I was, you know, especially living in New Orleans where the girls, they blossom at a much earlier age. Hmm. So I hadn't quite blossomed on the breast side of things. So that was another thing.
So now you got them. You're like, all right, topless nights.
Oh, yeah. And I guess so, huh?
Yeah, literally.
Yeah. So I'm saying all that. It's like all these things in my mind. Because when I would go home, I'd tell my grandmother about it. And she's like, you're fine. Like,
yeah,
just laugh. Just smile at them. Just give them love. She was like, because there's some, you know what I'm saying? Yes. She always instilled, you know, how special I was. And also, in most of my classes, I was always like one of the smartest. I was like the smartest in my class. Mm-hmm. So whenever there was like groups or, you know, people needed help, I was always the person that people would come to. So it's kind of like this interesting balance, you know, but during those moments, it was me manifesting being the shit, you know, being like a vibe, you know what I'm saying? And having the flyest fashions or whatever I want, you know? And so that was one thing that my grandmother, she was like, you can have anything, you just got to believe it. But not until in my mid to late 20s did I actually realize that 100% of what I'm thinking and creating in my mind is becoming my reality. So once I fully understood the concept of that, from there, that's when I became very intentional. But the first step was for me to monitor. Before I could actually change my thoughts, I had to monitor my thoughts. And what I realized, I would talk a lot of shit to myself, you know, just program things from society and billboards and commercials and, you know, just all the, especially being a woman of color, you know, just from everything about my hair to my body to like, you know, all this stuff. So I had to, I was like, whoa, there's a lot in there. So I had to retrain my mind. So what I did was I had a little, what do you call it? Those square white cards.
Index card.
Yeah, the index card. So I don't know. How old were you? I was like 20 something. I was already through college. Like I've always been a pretty positive person. I've always, you know, been mindful of like what I'm saying, but not to the degree where I am now because we're all so creative. So I'm like, well, shit, if it's in our hands, what I got to make this the most magical, magnificent, epic experience of all time. And that's what I've literally created my life to be every single day. Mm. I eat good. I feel good. You know what I'm saying? I get me a Reishi tonic, an Erewhon whenever I want to. I can ride down to the beach. I have friends that do Reiki, massage, friends that are in social justice, friends that are, you know, CEOs on so many levels, like everything, you know, I'm creating for myself. I've called in. So I realized in order to fully like live and exist in who I am as an artist, a rap artist, as a medicine woman, as a leader of a community, I forgot.
Yeah. Oh, you had to love yourself.
Right. Love myself.
Yeah, truly.
So it's like, let's get creative. Let's do some breast massage meditation. Let's stretch every day and like rub myself down in coconut infused like jojoba oil. let me, you know, go to the spa, treat myself to a massage, spend time meditating. Because a lot of times people think self-love is just like buying that carrot cake you really love or going shopping and splurging, which it is, but there's many levels to it. So I just, you know, daily practice and just mindfulness, speaking life into myself. You know, if I'm thinking something, instantly changing it, because it requires practice and it requires a lot of love. So I dress sexy as fuck every day.
Truly.
You know what I'm saying? It's like,
my gosh, it's here.
Right. You know what I burn the sage, you know, when I want to really like step into my greatness even more so. And it's just like, once you incorporate some intention, plus I say universe inspiring me on new ways to love myself. So every day I explore new ways to love myself. Plus, in finding new ways to love myself, it activates this other vibration of love that I'll receive from a king who I've been calling in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm just showing the universe how I want to be loved, how I love to be loved, and giving it to everywhere, everybody, and everywhere I go.
Wow.
I have a very disturbing fact for you, but will hopefully empower you to make the right decision for your health. The FDA doesn't require brands to disclose a comprehensive list of ingredients in their feminine care products. So most brands don't, but Lola does. Lola offers complete transparency about the ingredients found in their tampons, pads, liners, and wipes. We got to be careful, ladies. What we are putting in, on, and around our bodies can affect our health in more ways than one. But Lola products are 100% organic cotton with no added chemicals, fragrances, synthetics, or dyes. And what makes it even easier is that they are delivered right to your door. So it's a subscription, which is fully customizable. So you can choose your mix of products, whether it's pads, liners, etc., how many of them and what kind. So super regular, whatever you want. And this company, Hello, is founded by women for women. You know, we need to support more female entrepreneurs so women can just, you know, take over the world. We are super proud to partner with Lola. And if you are one to use tampons and liners, this brand is your go-to. So for our listeners, you can go to mylola.com. That's mylola.com. Use the code ALMOST to get 25% off. So that's mylola.com. Code is ALMOST, ALMOST, to get 25% off. Well, my fridge just got a serious upgrade. Chosen Foods, their new goddess dressings are here. They are savory, tangy, and so freaking delicious. I cannot even begin to tell you. And the branding is on point. But they have a garden goddess dressing, a golden goddess dressing, Baja goddess, Greek goddess, and chosen goddess. The ingredients, we trust them. The base is an avocado oil. Avocado oil is a healthy fat that honestly has changed the game for me in terms of my brain health, my skin health. I can't say enough. So the Garden Goddess, for example, is a variety of fresh herbs, parsley, rosemary, thyme, dill, and chives. And it's super creamy, green, healthy. It has tahini and lemon juice. It's so, so freaking irresistible. So check out their new goddess dressings at chosenfoods.com. And then just shout out to the Chipotle Ranch, which is my tried and true. Krista and I cannot get enough of it. We actually fight over it. I'm running low, so I know we have to get stock back up in the studio. But chosenfoods.com, you can use our code ALMOST30 for 50% off your first order. This is major. So I need you to go to chosenfoods.com and make a mega order. You won't regret it. They also have incredible avocado oil sprays, coconut oil sprays, different flavors. My favorite is the chai spice for my pancakes, but you won't regret it. Chosenfoods.com. Use our code ALMOST30 for 50% off your first order.
I love that. Universe, show me how to be like, how I can love myself.
Mm-hmm.
That is fucking powerful.
And I love how you're just, you,
you take ownership of every area of your life. A lot of people sit in kind of like the victim seat where, mm-hmm. and you know, it's no shade. It's just mm-hmm. kind of what they know. Mm-hmm. But to know that you can control every aspect mm-hmm. of your life, there mm-hmm. is an element, I think, of surrender once mm-hmm. you've kind of set the intention, obviously. Absolutely. But like for you to be so confident and grounded in the fact that like your thoughts have become things and, mm-hmm. and you're patient and you see it coming in, mm-hmm. you know, you just mm-hmm. kind of respect the timing of it all, I think is really, mm-hmm. really beautiful. You mentioned like that first time that you kind of felt like your thoughts became a thing mm-hmm. and you realized mm-hmm. you can control mm-hmm. like your mm-hmm. life. What was that moment?
Oh, wow. Okay. So I don't remember the exact moment, mm-hmm. but I remember the moment in time, like where I was. And I was living in Hollywood not too long ago. I quit my job at Victoria's Secret after 11 years.
Huh? Just, damn.
Yeah.
What were you doing at Victoria's Secret? Yeah,
well, I was managing the pink side of things at both the Caesar's Palace store and Miracle Mile when that one opened up. So that was my, you know, previous, cool. and I realized too, a lot of the work that I was doing with women during that space, because people think, oh, bras and panties, you know, yes. However, there's some really deep healing work that happens, because a lot of times I'm in the fitting rooms with these women and they're naked or topless, and maybe I'm the only other person outside of themselves or their partner, if they have one, that's seeing them in this naked space. And that's very vulnerable space for people. I've cried with women who have just lost their husbands, only, you know, had to have one breast removed. Just so many different stories of healing. And, you know, lingerie is just something about wearing lingerie that makes women feel really tapped into their sensuality and confident and sexy. So that was a really beautiful moment for me in life. Just being able to do that work with women and men too, but mostly women. And when I say men coming in looking for things for their, right. you know, there might be people that have been married 25 years that never wore lingerie, just so many different things. So once I decided to leave there, I went back to LA, and being in LA, you know, I went through a couple things, hit a low point. Then I found myself in Hollywood, and I remember I was like, okay, so since I am controlling this and the space that I'm in right now, I don't necessarily like how this feels. I realize I have to experience this to be able to create what I'm calling in. But I said, let's do it. So I don't want to get evicted. So I got to call in some funds. So I started saying, I am abundant. I have multiple sources of income. Money flows in with ease, you know, different things like that. I wrote it on an index card. And I remember, I don't know, I went to some little coffee shop and the person in front of me was like, get anything you want, I'll pay for it. You know, just not even a day after I started repeating these things. And then I walked outside, found a $5 bill, you know what I'm saying? And like the next day, all these little things kept happening. I pulled up to a meter. There was already an hour in it. That's all I needed. You know, different things like that started showing up. Mm. So I was like, okay. And of course, it doesn't happen like overnight $1 million. It can. But because for so long, we're taught money don't grow on trees. You got to work really hard to get money. You got to get lucky and hit the lottery or be a millionaire. You know what I'm saying? We're not taught that we can. So you have to kind of recondition your mind and eliminate those behaviors. Even to this day, that sometimes I might, you know, Erewhon really helps me. Cause
us too.
Man, I love Erewhon. And there are some items where I'm just like, $20. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, nope, abundance mentality, you know, because of course, yeah, $20, but the same thing with how I value myself as an artist. When people ask me, what is your rate? And I tell them my rate. And many times, which it's not even absurd, okay? Especially for where I am now, it's not an absurd rate. But there have been brands who are like, oh, well, you don't have enough followers or this or that or, you know, whatever. But what it made me realize, just like Erewhon, if they're like, this is the product that we are providing, this is the value. This is what I feel is the value of the product. And for me, there's a lot of work that I put into myself, just even before I show up to the venue. There's a process. I don't just like show up magically looking fine as hell and like ready to set the vibe, you know? That requires a process. And for me, this is years of self-diligence and self-work that has gone into me loving myself daily, exploring new like superfoods, you know, trying out aphrodisiacs and things like that, all put into the presence, which you're requesting to elevate the vibes in the space. So understanding the value. And then on top of that, you know, I'm putting together, you know, a really beautiful Rego fashion experience, which in itself is inspiring. And then I'm providing this incredible, beautiful music and presence. And it took me a long time to be able to say that and define that, you know, as who I am and as an artist and a medicine woman. But I'm in a space where I've stepped into my greatness. I know I'm a queen. I dress like a queen. I speak like one. I give love. I practice compassion. You know, I'm learning more every day. I learn more about myself that I'm sometimes, you know, judgmental of, but I'm practicing more compassion with myself. So it's just this daily, you know. So I don't even know how I got on that topic.
It was beautiful.
There's two things you said. So the one thing when you talked about, you know, creating your own life was like the monitoring of your thoughts. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so important. And I was actually talking about this yesterday on a podcast that we were on about changing your mindset and changing your self-talk and changing your relationship that you have with yourself really does begin with the monitoring of your thoughts. So it's like kind of the divided attention to have you observing you. Watching what you're thinking, watching what you, how you're reacting, you know, as a little example, when you're driving and someone pulls out in front of you and it's kind of close, being like, if you're like literally in your head, like, fuck them. That's a thought that you're going to want to monitor and you're going to want to keep an eye on and shift. Or if it's you looking in the mirror, or if it's you when you receive an email, or if it's you at the grocery store, whatever your thoughts are throughout the day, taking stock on those.
Yeah.
And just really recognizing patterns and then over time thinking about switching them.
That's beautiful.
Because they all, it's so important. I think people want to have the positive mindset and the positive talk. And, you know, doing the affirmations is so important. But you really have to understand what you're working with first.
Exactly.
So you can see where your gaps are. And then you also were talking about the Victoria's Secret thing, which is amazing. I just love that you took a situation and an experience and you elevated it and you made it meaningful and you made it special and you made it about empowering the women that were there, that were having this experience, you know, that is, I didn't even think about it being very vulnerable. You know, when I went into Victoria's Secret, I was like, oh, cool. I'm probably going to shoplift. Like, five underwear. But like, it's like you took this job that like at this company and just made it really special and really used all of your gifts and talents to infuse it in this role and make it like special. And I just think that is like so important for people to think about, you know, when you're in a job that you like or don't like, corporate job or not, like there are opportunities for you to infuse your personality and find places that you can make it valuable and make it important and make it impactful.
Yeah, that's what we're here to do. That's exactly what we're here to do. Some people are here to start their own new fresh thing and build beautiful empires and be moguls. And some are here to support the vision. Some are here to go into some of these systems that exist to share their light, to show and kind of lead, you know, in their own way. Because here's the thing, the way consciousness is shifting right now, the way wellness and healing and like the intent to just want to be better and feel better and look better, that's shifting. And it's now become a trend, which is one of my favorite trends so far of all the trends, because everywhere I go, there's a plant-based like experience happening or whatever the case. You know, I can go 5 minutes and find an organic fresh pressed juice in LA. So as a shift is happening, you're seeing more people. What did you say right before that?
About the Victoria's Secret, about how you really just like owned your job and then the monitoring of the thoughts.
Oh, right. Okay. So as this is happening, we're finding more light workers in these spaces at Coca-Cola, at Verizon, at, you know what I'm saying, in different spaces like that, because not everybody is going to like, we can't, what I'm saying is we have to be present. And so that's kind of like what my time was at Victoria's Secret, although it was retail, although like, you know, the perfumes, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
That shit is like.
But in the time that I was there, it really like solidified me. I found so many of my reflections and so many of the women that I met there, and just my personal growth and spiritual growth. And I love it because now I'm doing all this like really beautiful work with women, you know, doing these curated photo shoot experiences and videos and, you know, these topless tea experiences and just all these different things, these circles where there's many women and men. Sometimes it's just me and my girls on the beach, but it feels really beautiful to be in this space. And I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, how life can be yin and yang. So I worked selling these bras, and you know what? I actually manifested myself a pair of double Ds.
Shut up.
Yes.
What
yes.
do you mean?
Like, through gaining weight and podcast just like title. Pilates and just getting my body lit.
Pilates?
Yeah, I don't know. It was a combination of all these things I was doing. But I went from like being a 32B, you know, in high school to like 32 double D for those last few years I worked at Victoria's
Damn,
Secret. I laugh about it all. I'm a 32C now.
Yeah, you're
but
beautiful.
So every day people are like, are those real? Like my cousins called me one time on the three-way from like Virginia. We have a question. But I'm saying that to say
that's
it's
hilarious.
Like I got so teased for having no breasts and then had these double D's working at Victoria's Secret. Selling these bras, and now I'm in a space where I rarely wear bras unless it's like my shirt for the day, and I'm doing topless events. You know, it's like now free the nipple, but that like prepared me for this journey. You know, so it's beautiful. It's
I think it's so fun if you're like aware enough to like experience these full circle moments. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's with your boobs or. You know, with your relationship with women and just kind of cultivating community. I just think that's really cool. I'd love to talk about, I mean, you're a creator on so many levels and I just look at you and I am inspired. So like, I'd love to kind of know more, you know, the fashion, the music, the experiences, you know, anything creative that, you know, you're called to do. What is your relationship with your creativity like and has that changed over time? And for our girls out there who, you know, might be battling a little bit or judging themselves as they like try to birth things,
right,
what do you do to really like nurture it?
Wow, sex magic is great, but also you asked so many things. I'll go back to that, but you asked so many things and that was a great question. These are some really, I love it. Thank
We're
you.
We're really good.
These are, yeah, you're amazing. But it's nothing but excellence. You know, it's like we expect nothing less. So truly. Thank you. Ah. But when it comes to the fashion for me, really quickly, I'm all about how can I, there's three categories, regal, sensual, and comfortable as fuck. As long as in all those three are covered, I'm good. Usually I love a real sexy, beautiful, custom-made kimono, maybe a two-piece like silk vintage pajama set and a lace bra or a fishnet or you know what I'm saying. But I have different styles or snapback Lizzie. I got different styles, but 99.9% of the time, I'm like on my sensual, regal, relaxed vibe. Whether I'm shopping in the produce at Erewhon, or
I've seen you there, girl.
Jazz at the W.
I was like, there's so loveless. I was like scooting out and I was like, Lizzie's here. And yeah, it is. It's like, I just love, you know, it's unapologetic when you walk into a space and it really inspires people to kind of like step into
their greatness.
Thank
you.
Sorry.
I'm on my clinically depressed vibe with my look.
Okay. I mean, hey, we go through phases, our cycles.
Totally.
Which makes us appreciate each cycle for what it is. And for me, it's like, okay, all right, let's do a... Well, look, I'm not going to say do away with, but what if we all committed to having articles of clothing that our friends made that were created, you know, by hand, or just maybe it's a vintage piece. How can we commit to kind of like a more eco, like intelligent way to like experience fashion? And for me, fashion is not just about being fly. It's about representing and showing up for my ancestors. It's about making a statement. You know, when I'm, even my afro, that's a statement. Even though it's my natural hair, it's a political statement. And so through fashion, I'm very aware of the story I'm telling, because for so long, me and women that look like me have had to ask to be included. And now we're in a space where we don't have to ask anymore. We can tell our own story. And fashion is a very powerful way to tell that story and really show up in these spaces. And also, I'm calling in a collaboration to create a custom hemp kimono line. And if I could choose, which I am choosing, I'm declaring it to the universe and to y'all, my whole wardrobe, 99.9% of it would be hemp. So hemp in itself is just a powerful, powerful, powerful element, a gift, blessing on so many levels, from being able to wear it to the proteins, to the omegas, to being able to get CBD, lotion, cream, housing, gas, even the what it does for the crops compared to cotton. But I'm saying that to say is I want to get into creating hemp and designing on a fashion level. And when it comes to the music is a globe. The music is a, it's like a spaceship that takes me literally everywhere, anywhere and everywhere I want to go. Do I want to be in Hong Kong? Do I want to be in Lagos? Do I want to be in Bali? Do I want to be chilling next to a pink flamingo on an island in Aruba? That's what the power of the music is. So I'm like, okay, well, I got bars. That's no question. There's no doubt about the lyrical skill set. So how can I truthfully share my healing process in a mindful way that will uplift and empower your spirit? Even if nobody ever listened to it, my music is me serving as a vessel, allowing divine, ancestral, sacred wisdom to flow through me to create as a work of art, as a book, as a code to live and grow by. And it's really powerful. And the last experience mixtape that I dropped is called Slaps, Spiritual Lyrical Affirmations for Prosperity and Success. And it's a free project on SoundCloud, but it's the idea of just creating, you know, we're here. Like I said, we're leaders of this emerging renaissance, telling with the opportunity to tell our story in a very powerful way. So for me, I only always want to create the most iconic imagery, the most iconic music and artwork. So it's like, for me, I'm healing through a lot of shit, especially now that I'm intentionally healing on purpose. I got to go deep, and there's some deep stuff that was ugly that I'm, you know, dealing with. And a lot of it comes through in the expression of my music. So I realized it's witchcraft. I'm writing the music, memorizing it, going to the studio, recording it, performing it, rehearsing it. I'm saying it over and over and over. So I'm like, this is powerful. So if this is going to be my outlet, but also one of my number one, most strongest, profound ways to manifest literally anything I want in the entire universe, I'm going to not only make it a tool for myself, but it's a tool for millions of people potentially. Mm-hmm. So I want you to feel good. I want you to feel inspired. If I'm talking about some real shit, I want you to feel empowered. I don't want you to feel drained. I want you to feel like you can go out there and be anything you want to be and really just be yourself, because that's our mission. You know, that's the first part of it. But in order to be ourselves, we got to love ourselves. So the music is just about me reflecting your magic on every level. Wow. And then the events, Zen and Kush. Zen and Kush is almost unexplainable with words, because it's a vortex that I managed to create with the support of my angels and guides, but also my human family community that I've created. Like I had a blank canvas. I took a paintbrush and a couple colors and just was like, this is what I want. And this is what I have. And it's expanding more daily. But I wanted to create a space because I was working in the dispensary as a bud tender. And every day there were people coming in, from homeless veterans to pregnant women on the streets to soccer moms to like business dads to like grandpas, everybody. Women that came in with toddlers who had seizures and the only thing that worked was a strawberry lemonade. People that just left the doctor's office and found out they have cancer, you know, so many different types of energy coming in. And I'm seeing firsthand the stories, the real truths of how this medicine is changing lives on a profound level. And we're not hearing about it.
Mm.
We've been taught something so different. I remember when I was in school, there was a program, a funded program that would come into my classroom and disturb my class period to tell me lies about cannabis. I'm not going to mention any names. I think we all are familiar with.
There.
Look, all I'm saying is they taught that to children. They taught that to children. So yeah. Imagine us being in a time now
they
where
they teach a bunch of whack shit.
We here at Almost 30 feel so lucky to be able to partner with brands that really care about the relationship, that care about our community. And we have recently partnered with Cured Nutrition. They are all about community as well. So we knew that this would be the start of something truly, truly great. They are a collective of heart-centered human beings who are inviting people, you know, like us, conscious, creative dreamers and healers who want to heal themselves to join their community. And their brand is rooted in nature, which is something that is speaking to me so much right now. I would just say go to curednutrition.com and check out their branding and just how thoughtful and connected it is. But their products, I have to say, are the best CBD products I've ever had. I mean, Krista and I like literally get a freaking boner over the cured cookie dough, the chocolate chip dough. It's gone within seconds. It's actually quite crazy. But I also wanted to gush over another set of products from Cured that I am just loving right now. One is the Cured Rise. So this is a daytime nootropic supplement, caffeine-free, so you're not going to get jittery or anything like that, but it's infused with 9 milligrams of broad-spectrum CBD extract. It is vegan, it's cruelty-free, all of that, promotes stress, resilience, and it has lion's mane extract, cordyceps, and a cured flow blend of things like American ginseng, rhodiola extract, go-to cola. So listen, the ingredients are so pure and so incredibly effective. They even have CBD-infused dog treats. I just bought them for my friends who just got a new pup. So go to curednutrition.com. You'll get lost in all the goodness. There's so many incredible products. Last thing I'll hype is the cured spices. Say no more. The cinnamon and honey I put on my protein pancakes and on my lattes. Ah, it's endless possibilities here. So curednutrition.com, you can use the code ALMOST30 for $10 off your first purchase of $50 or more. So that's cured, C-U-R-E-D, nutrition.com. Use the code ALMOST30 for $10 off your first purchase of $50 or more. When a brand cares so much that they create a size for everybody, we are on board. Third Love is your brand for the best bras on the planet. Third Love has 78 bra sizes with bands ranging from 30 inches to 48 and cups AA to I, one of the largest ranges in the industry. We're super proud to partner with them and love these bras and underwear. Honestly, these bras are not only comfortable and fit me so well, it's not hugging me in the wrong places, it just fits on my body so well. They're so cute. Like, I almost want to take my shirt off in public and just show everyone. Not to be like weird, but it's, they're just so cute, which you don't always find with bras that are comfortable and fit you. So I'm just really loving Third Love. What's great is that if you go on to thirdlove.com, you can take their Fit Finder quiz, which is just a few simple questions to find your perfect fit. And over 10 million women have taken this quiz, okay? And it's kind of fun. They ask really cute questions, but it gets to the point and you find the perfect fit. And did you know that breast shape matters when finding a good fit? Yes, Third Love takes that into account. So they just think of everything. And trust me, you will be so, so satisfied. My favorite bra right now is the 24/7 Everyday Lace T-shirt bra. It's the best. Check it out. Honestly, I wear it every day. For our listeners, you can go to thirdlove.com/almost30 and you will get 15% off your first order. So that's thirdlove, thirdlove.com/almost30 and you will get 15% off your first order.
Yeah, and look, I'm not here to bash anybody's organization because, you know, last time I saw they're doing an anti-bullying thing.
Cool.
So, you know, but I'm saying it to say is, I'm like, this is a story that needs to be told, especially because when you ask people, well, who do you, what iconic figure comes to mind when you think of Kush or cannabis or weed or, you know, and a lot of times people say Snoop Dogg, Willie Nelson, Bob Marley, Wiz Khalifa, and those are all iconic men who have done a lot of work to like shatter stigmas around the medicine. But what about like some iconic feminine imagery? So that's one thing that inspires me because we have our own story. So with the millions of stories of healing and transformation, there was someone who used to come in every day depressed, literally depressed. Could not smile every time you say, how are you? I'm bad. I had this happen. It's just depressed. Months later, she like cracked a little smile. And that's progress. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, all right, how do we shake it up, tell this story, infuse this divine feminine essence into it, and create a really dope space for people to learn about it? Not in like, I'm teaching you something, but like, let's have fun.
Experience.
Let's enjoy. So I want... So at the same time, I was curating a hookah lounge called Blow Thursdays. And there, right before I started working at Blow Thursdays, my friend and I were running a website called allwesteverything.com. It was a West Coast hip hop website, the only one. So I was doing all the interviews, going in the studios, interviewing all the stars, red carpet, listening parties, just like, you know, living the life. This is right after I came from Vegas, so a couple, maybe a year in. And from there, I built this gorgeous network. From there, I started doing Blow Thursdays. At Blow Thursdays, you know, I was like, this is cool. I'm not really into the alcohol vibe. This is cool. This is a beautiful moment. But from there, I was like, how can I create a space with intention, with love, with healing, no alcohol, just plant medicine, maybe have some exotic dance, maybe have some crystal healing, maybe have live music, and I get to share my music. So it was a space that the four main elements of Zen and Kush are sensuality, creative expression, community, and sacred plant medicine. And it's really just a matter of infusing those beautiful elements. It's a wellness experience. It's healing. It's like love and massage and Reiki and just music. It's just an infusion. It's a beautiful, enchanted carnival. And it'll transform your spirit, you know, because there's sound bath and there's breathing meditations and we do eye gazing. You know, we keep it sexy, more so sensual, but elevated and very safe, very sacred. And it's also a platform for artists, healers, and other people in the community, bud tenders, dispensary owners, lawyers, tech people, you know, everybody to come and enjoy the space. And it's diverse as fuck, many different age groups. And I just celebrated the 2-year anniversary in January, and it was beautiful. It was incredible. So for me, I just want to continue creating these spaces, whether I'm doing the Zen and Kush Lounge at a women's festival like Spirit Weavers in the summer, or, you know, popping up and doing the medicine bar at private events. It's really just, how can I tell this story on every level, through the medicine bar, through the music, through the events, through the fashion, through just how I show up in the world.
Mm. Mm. You mentioned too, so like, you know, I love that you're talking about your hair as like a political, mm-hmm. you know, like statement. And then you're talking about the stories of cannabis. Like for the stories for like women of color, like how has that played into like what you're doing now? And like, can you talk about how important that is to the community that you're building and like the change and shift that we have now?
Absolutely. So for me, it's interesting because I always think about, I'm from LA, you know, South Central in the mid 80s when the war on drugs was at an all time, like,
yo,
high. There were men and women by the dozens being handcuffed on the blocks, being hauled off. Families were like literally destroyed, communities destroyed, foster care system on boom. You know, there's a lack of fathers in the household, a lack of mothers. So now the grandmothers are stepping in. Somebody, you know, has an uncle, somebody got a dad. You know, it's like this has now become the reality of many Black communities in LA and across the nation. And for me, being a product of that and knowing firsthand what it's like experiencing people, loved ones in the prison system, being harassed daily for no reason by the police who are like constantly monitoring the neighborhoods. Just being from that and also being a huge fan of hip hop and listening to hip hop growing up and being able to identify with a lot of those stories on some levels, but also having my own story, my own version of what it's like coming from that perspective, wanting to infuse it in the music, but also now being a voice. Some call me a pioneer. Some, you know, say the queen of the cannabis renaissance, which that's an honor that I don't take lightly. You know, it's something that inspires me. But even before any newspaper said that, I already knew who I was. And knowing that and being connected to that and showing up as my full self to now having a voice in this industry and seeing the impact of the war on drugs and now being surrounded by an industry of a lot of white people, especially white men that are making enormous amounts of money while there's still many people locked up, just being mindful of that. I'm not here to destroy anything that exists. All I want to do is create a space where we can be aware and mindful of how we're using our voice, our impact, our influence to really like impact change and alternative ways to support each other. And for me, you know, I told you my grandmother raised me, my great-grandmother and my grandmother in New Orleans. And my great-grandmother was born in 1907 in Cottonport. And so was my grandmother, 1926. And, you know, they grew up, they spent most of their lives in the South. And they had a totally different experience than what I have. And they taught me so much and instilled so much and told me so many of their stories, things that you can't believe, but you can't believe it. And so with that and knowing what they sacrificed and knowing, you know, the lack of, you know, possibilities, but there were a lot of people of color that have been thriving since, you know, since slavery ended. Even while slavery was happening, there were Black people that were thriving. So I'm not saying She wasn't thriving, but it was just a different time. It was a different time. And now I can walk in the street with a strappy lace bra on, you know what I'm saying? And I can wear my afro and not be harassed about it. And, you know, I'm working with so many different types of women and men from different backgrounds with different stories. So I say that to say I'm aware of the path that has been paved for me, and that really ignites the fuel that I use in all of my expressions. And even the people around me in the industry, you know, we have these conversations about how to be mindful of the reality that exists and how to move forward consciously by creating an alternative paradigm.
Yes.
And the last thing I'll say is I only want to create iconic shit. You know what I'm saying? Like when it comes to photography, video, visuals, even my live set, it is always my intention to reflect the magic of my ancestors in the highest vibration possible. Now, I have multi-background women from multiple backgrounds that are a part of everything that I do, but I'm always mindful of really highlighting women of color in their full glory and power, because for so long, we've been told that we weren't beautiful, that we're too this, we're too that, our skin is this, our hair is that, our bodies have been over-sexualized on so many levels. So I just want to create powerful images of women, especially women of color, in their full power and in ways you don't see. Because when you Google witchcraft, when you Google goddess circle, you know, sister circle, there's not a lot of Black women that pop up in these images.
100%.
Mm-hmm. So they don't exist. So for me, it's about, hey, you're beautiful, but we're all fucking beautiful. Mm-hmm. And we can be even more beautiful together. Why not? You know what I'm saying? It's like eliminating this idea of competition, but also creating this vibration of, I see you. Tell me your story, I'll tell you mine. That's why we got to tell our stories. Because we all can support each other on some level. So with that said, understanding the power, you know, cannabis is the first industry, you know, to exist where people, especially people from communities of color, can have a chance to build an empire without having a degree, without knowing somebody, without being related to somebody. But we just have to create the opportunities to find ourselves in these spaces, because we have been left out on purpose. So it's not by accident. So it's about, you know, we just got to go a little bit harder to tell our story. So, you know, you feel me.
I feel you.
So,
that's why you're here today. Telling you a damn story.
For as confident as you are and like, you know, any room you walk into, you are felt. Is there anything that you are working on right now that it, like, has been challenging or just deep?
And I'm always working.
I know you are. Yeah.
But that's a good question. Yeah. Because for me, we need to remind each other to always be working on something. And a lot of times we might be working on something that we think is vital for our evolution, but it's some bullshit. So
tell me more about that.
So it's like, I'm like, well, how can I maximize on this energy that I'm spending on this particular, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And for me, personally, one thing that I'm working on is more surrender and trust. And I say that because as things are expanding for me on the music front, experience front, everything front, just existing as a human in this world and my spiritual evolution, I find myself in a space where I need more support and learning how to ask for that. Because for a long time, I built the foundation, you know, it required a particular level of diligence, self-love, and, you know, self-motivation. And I built something really powerful that I love and believe in. So for me, it's about continuously leveling up, because as I continuously level up, all of the things that I create will constantly level up. So right now I'm calling in more support and clearly communicating that support. And also just, I like to flow, you know, I don't like to rush. I just want to get there. I want to flow. I want to be aware of course, when I'm supposed to be there. But for me, because I do so many different things, from meetings to calls to shoots to sessions to hosting the medicine bar to traveling and doing a cannabis ceremony or whatever, I like to just float because I'm like, I'm creating this. What I say goes. So I love having an abundance of opportunities, but I don't want to rush between things because I want to enjoy these times because I know the trajectory of my path. I've already seen it. And there's some things that I can't even imagine. So I know where I'm headed and I know that it's grand. So I want to really be able to slow down, take it in, breathe more, trust more, and just connect to the flow, you know? And if it doesn't align for me, I can say no, you know? And because that's a huge part of self-love is the kind of having these, knowing our boundaries. Because it's okay to have them. I'm totally open to abundance, but I also know what I need in that moment and just being able to clearly state that. So sometimes I wear blue braids when I'm working on my throat chakra, when I want to have more presence around healing my throat chakra. I might wear a lapis, you know, around my neck. I might, you know, ask the universe to provide me with opportunities to speak up for myself. And sometimes it's not comfortable, but we have to, in order for us to continue pushing culture forward and like exploring new terrain, we have to step into realms unknown and have a certain level of discomfort because it's new, it's fresh, it's going to feel that way. So just continue, you know, growth and surrender.
You're amazing. This was so good. You crushed it.
Thank you.
You literally crushed.
Thank you.
Like, so good.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Y'all did too.
So where can people connect with you? Like, where can people find you? Where can people find your music? Tell us what's up.
Well, I have a website, lizziejeff.com. I have a pretty booming Instagram.
It is dope.
Booming.
Thank you.
I love
LizzyJeff, LizzyJeff. Like I said, I recently released my mixtape called Slaps, Spiritual Lyrical Affirmations for Prosperity and Success. It's available on SoundCloud. For those that like to support the independents, it's also available at lizziejeff.bandcamp.com. And Zen and Kush Teas, an infused topless yoga experience, taking place in LA March 23rd. And also, maybe you ladies might be interested, but on March 30th, there's a Yes Retreat curated by this beautiful healer in the community. Her name is Brandy Lynn, but she does a yearly Yes Retreat for women, and it's going to be in Rancho Palos Verdes on this beautiful property. It's a 2-day just retreat of just like self-love, empowerment, just totally elevated on a gorgeous piece of land. So I'll be there performing with my DJ Moonflower.
Oh.
Who y'all would love Moonflower.
I know, I can't wait.
She's like, oh, you met her too at the, that was her in the red.
Friend? Yeah, yes. She's so cool.
Yeah, she's like a super psychedelic, like space goddess y'all from the 70s.
Like,
you know? Yeah, and it's perfect. You know, we aligned. So we have a couple shows. We're doing a show. We're opening up for Clockwork on Friday, who he was Mac Miller's DJ.
Yeah.
And
he's from my hometown.
Yeah. So he's on a solo tour now and he invited me to open up for him.
Oh, that's so cool.
So that's really nice too. Thank you. Because I love doing the hip hop show. I love doing all the shows. I love the private backyards, Petit Hermitage rooftop, in the, you know, private living room sesh. I love it all. Stadium, love it all. And I especially love when I get to do the like hip hop shows when I'm the only woman on the bill. Not because I'm the only girl, but because my goal with the music is to really infuse, especially hip hop, with this like really powerful, divine, feminine, like sensual energy, you know, because it needs that healing, you know. Many different forms of music need that healing, but hip hop, I think, you know, because, and also to balance like the male, the masculine, feminine, and just bringing that. So I bring my goddesses to the shows. We're in lingerie. It's a vibe. One of the fairies might like eye gaze you for 30 seconds. You might get sage down. Who knows? It's a vibe, but just bringing that. Mm. So I think about like going on tour and doing these big festivals, you know, like our, the dressing room is a vibe, and I bring my Reiki healer, come get some Reiki. But yeah, cause that's like, why not? We're here to heal each other, you know? So let's do it and have fun, but also make it really dope and aesthetically pleasing and like feel good and travel and live our dreams. So yeah,
it's Lizzie a vibe, y'all.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you for being here, truly.
You crushed. Wow.
Thank you,
we're
queen.
Here to heal each other.
Yeah. Ooh.
Thank you. Thank you for speaking your truth.
Yeah.
Ooh. Blessing.
All right, y'all. We'll see you next time. I love you.
Love
bye.
You.
Bye bye.
Thank you so much, Lizzie. That was one for the books.
Yeah. Truly. Cannot wait to hang out and do something with you soon. You inspire me and you are incredible. So thanks for another great episode. See you at all the events this year. See you at the retreat. And then Your Podcast Pro, we are working on this summer. So more to come with that. We would love to help you start, monetize, and grow your podcast because it has changed our lives. So we would love to change yours with Your Podcast Pro. And then just a quick shout out to our team. Quick shout out to Shara, who runs the Ambassador Program. She's doing an amazing job and we are inspired by her and her growth in the role the past couple months. Chloe is, you know, tried and true. She is the hardest working person I know. Mm-hmm. And I'm so proud of what she's done with ChloeLeonard.com. You can get any of her downloadables that she's created there with her business that she runs. And then Kayla has done such a great job with tour, managing everything that we have behind the scenes. Tiffany is our amazing PR podcast guru. So thank you so much, Tiffany, for all your work. It has been amazing.
Truly, truly, truly.
And the review of the week. So this review came to me in a DM and it just meant so much to me. And I just wanted to share. My life changed for the better. When I found Almost 30, I was a college grad floundering around the corporate world, trying to understand life, job, love, and spirituality. I went to one of their events and had a spiritual experience unlike anything I've ever had before. These ladies and their guests have taught me so much about myself and how to interact with others. They've taught me how to grow and expand my spiritual practices. The relationship with my husband, my body, my spirit has grown tenfold since listening to these ladies. Keep up the life-changing work. It's from Lilykins96. Thank you so much for DMing me. Thank you so much for writing that. And thank you so much for showing up for yourself every fucking week with all these conversations we've had and then during our events.
Yeah.
We love you.
We love you. We love you. We love you.
Almost30podcast.com, almost30podcast/events. For the tour things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Peace and love.
This is the best. We love you all.
Love you.
Truly.
Peace out.
See ya.